USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are now at the White House. Biden signing a series of executive actions that aim to reverse former President Trump's orders on immigration, climate change, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. This after Biden said during his speech he wanted to bring the country together.
My whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Biden also saying people have the right to disagree with him.
Hear me out as we move forward. Take a measure of me and my heart. If you still disagree, so be it. That's democracy. That's America.
Former President Trump now at his Mar-a-Lago resort. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As coronavirus cases continue to surge in California, a new strain of the virus could be the culprit.
A Cedars Sinai study reveals a newly identified strain of the coronavirus in Southern California could be contributing to the big spikes in cases. The study released Monday has not been peer-reviewed, but found more than a third of the recent COVID-19 patients at Cedars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles were infected with the new strain. Identified as Cal-20C, is more contagious, but not deadlier. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
China leaders say the country will sanction more than two dozen U.S. officials, including members of the Trump administration, for allegedly violating China's sovereignty. The announcement came in a statement from the Chinese Foreign Ministry. These 28 people and their family members will not be allowed to enter mainland China and Hong Kong. The sanctions also disallows them from doing business with China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tuesday was President Trump's last full day in office. As the president left Washington, D.C., the Republican Party is also facing an uncertain future. Is President Trump the leader of the Republican Party? Will the president start his own party? There's been talks that he's starting a Patriot Party, as it would be called. As far as where he believes the GOP stands these days, former Vice President Dan Quayle tells Fox News.
Well, today, I would say the party is split. Time will tell whether we can get that back together or not. I think that we can. But I think you have to sort of separate the policies and the accomplishments of the Trump administration with the personality. The policies of the Trump administration, I think, a great number of people in the Republican Party support what he's accomplished. So I think that the policies are fine. It's really the personality. And let me just be very clear about this. I think from a political point of view, it's a lot easier to correct personalities than it is policies. There are not deep divisions in the Republican Party on policy. It's more about the personality of President Trump.
Quayle in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, attending the inauguration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.